Our brother Joe Gasparo will read the portion before us for this afternoon.
Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, and verse 35. Luke 12:35. Let your loins be girded about you, and your lamps burning, and ye are yourselves like men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you, that he shall gird himself, and make them sit down to eat, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the owner of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched, and not have permitted his house to be broken through. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. Then Peter said unto him, Lord, speakest thou this parable unto us, or even to all? And the Lord said, Who then is that faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give him his portion of food in due season? Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Of a truth I say unto you, that he will make him ruler over all that he hath. But, and if that servant say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maid servants, and to eat and drink and to be drunk, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant who knew his Lord's will, and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not, and did commit things worthy of stripes, shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more.
It's a wonderful thing that the God who saves is the God who restores. That his restoring grace is often seen in the gospel meeting. And I want my brethren to pray for Mark Schaefer from York, Pennsylvania. The Lord has convicted him. Mark believes that he was saved at 16. But there have been areas of his life that he has failed in. And it's a wonderful thing to say to him that, number one, the Lord is the first one that wants to hear that from us. And number two, there's a room full of people that are going to be praying for him.
How wonderful to be under the sound of the Word of God throughout the day, and to see the faithfulness of our God toward his people in every aspect. This is really the purpose of being together under the sound of God's word, that life will change, that we will get instruction, that if we have been backsliding or wasted years of our life, there is time to turn around and to be faithful to him in those last and closing days. And this is really the section that we have before us. The Spirit of God brought before us first the Lord Jesus as an object to our faith, as the example, as the standard of how men live, should live on this earth in that desert pathway. We have seen that the enemy did not differentiate between the Lord Jesus and any other man. He went and he attacked him with the same tactic, the same tricks that he's been trying and using upon mankind for 4,000 years. And for the first time, one man, for the first time in the history of... Imagine that day when Satan went back. He's never had anybody... No, you bring any name. They were all defeated. For the first time, a man who was fasting for 40 days and 40 nights and was tired defeated Satan in that wilderness. And Satan will never forget that day. There was another day on Calvary where he really bruised his head. But at least in those 40 days. Now, God is saying, here, I have set before you the Lord Jesus as the example, as the option. But I know that you have a sinful nature. The Lord Jesus did not have that. We have heard that and we have emphasized that. But I know that you need help. And I am providing you with a great high priest. One who is qualified because not only that he passed through the test perfectly, but also because he passed through the test, he knows what you will be going through. And he comes alongside. He is there in the presence of God to help you out. So run to the throne of grace. Go to him in prayer. Get hold of the word of God. One of the things again about the Bible readings, you might not, as we have heard, get the tapes. Go through these scripture portion over and over, and the Lord will give us understanding. But now we come to our responsibility. We have heard much. Much was given unto us. That's the last verse that Joe have read to us, verse 48. Much has given to us through these Bible readings. None of us that came here today came here by accident. It was by design. Now you have heard it. Now there is much required of us. What the Lord is looking for now is faithful men and women in this last and closing time. If you have heard, we read about that second watch and the third watch. We have read about His coming in the portion we have read. So, faithfulness is really closely linked with the last days, with the coming of the Lord Jesus. In the address to the seven churches in the book of Revelation, the Lord Jesus told Smyrna, be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. Now, there is another church, and that's a church after that. And there you read, the only man that is mentioned by name in the whole, in the address of the seven churches, the only person, the only saint of God that is mentioned by name is Antipas. And what is the scripture declaration concerning him? My faithful martyr. My faithful servant. The only person that is mentioned by name. So in these dark times, in the last and closing days, God is looking to faithful men, faithful women, who are true and have fidelity of heart to really be living here and displaying the life of the Lord Jesus. In chapter 12, we have somehow the discipleship aspect of following the Lord Jesus. The first thing that man might have, might fear, that is some kind of weakness that man have, is fear. The first part of the chapter. You might be afraid. And there, the Lord Jesus is saying, have no fear. If fear is one of the infirmities you have no fear. I will help you. In the second portion, from verse 13 to verse 21, no covetousness. There's a rich man who wanted to be richer and get more and more and more. This is something that man might go after. The greatness and the glory of this world. The comfort that he might forget everything and so concerned about his own soul. No covetousness. And then from verse 22 to verse 31, no anxiety or no care. Don't be worried about what you're going to eat or what you're going to drink or how is that going to happen. These are the things that face the believer day in and day out. And as we have said, the Lord is giving answer to each and every one of them. And then it comes the matter of responsibility. And that is, the highlight of it is in verse 42. He's talking about a steward, a faithful and wise. And we need to speak a little bit about that. We need to speak about our response to what we have heard. What the Lord is coming, we might touch on the second and the third hour. But the whole idea is this, having seen the example of the Lord Jesus, having seen the resources that we have for us in God, having looked in the earlier part of the book, of the chapter, we find that there is no need to worry. There is no need to fear. There is no need to be greedy. Everything will be taken care of it. He had promised us. Now, what is our responsibility in serving him?